What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
And welcome back, Nashville. This is The Morning Drive. I'm John Roberts, Joe Rexroad, Marquise Munson taking you through the morning on, again, another wild day with all kinds of information coming out left and right. Want to congratulate Nashville SC once again on their franchise first victory. A lot to be said about that, but right now there is a lot to be said about what is going on in NCAA football, but perhaps lost between all the news is what may go on in basketball. For that, we bring in CBS Sports insider Gary Parrish. And Gary, when you have a situation where you're blindsided, like last year, the NBA drops out, they opt out of their season partway through, and then everybody else follows suit. You have to react as you're reacting. At this point right now, NCAA basketball is seeing a big red truck coming down the road, and the truck's coming down pretty slowly. Do you feel like they have time now on their side to make a good decision about how to proceed?
Yes, and I do think they will have a plan in place to conduct some sort of regular season in an attempt to conduct and complete a 2021 NCAA tournament. They know that they have to have a 2021 NCAA tournament. It's not going to look the way it normally looks. It might not be formatted the way it's normally formatted, but that tournament spread over 3 weeks is worth more than $900 million per year in ad revenue. They lost that money last year because this hit us pretty quickly and abruptly. They've got plenty of time to plan to be able to have that in 2021. And just trust me when I tell you, if Dan Gavitt, who is sort of the de facto college basketball commissioner, his actual title is NCAA Senior Vice President, but he is the guy that brings all of the power brokers in college basketball to the table. And he has been fairly consistent, entirely consistent, one way or another. If there is basketball being played anywhere on this planet, we will play a 2021 NCAA tournament. Simply put, they can't afford not to. Again, it's nearly $1 billion. They'll get a tournament in, even if they have to build a bubble that costs $300 million.
Yeah, Garen, you actually have your plan up at CBSSports.com on how to conduct this. It involves a little bit of moving some things around, some conference bubbles. For one thing, I guess, how fun is it to try to think about these things and put together a plan? And how much of a strain would it be for them to do this? Obviously, some of this is, it's easier for a professional league with professional athletes to bubble up paid professionals. But still, I mean, college basketball players travel all the time. They're playing night games on a Tuesday at 9 o'clock after flying somewhere and flying home. I mean, there's a lot of things that already are different than the normal student experience, right?
There's no question. I mean, listen, obviously this is difficult and unprecedented. But you better start thinking of difficult and unprecedented plans, or else you'll be sitting exactly where college football is sitting right now, trying to do something outside of a bubble that too many medical officials don't think is possible or appropriate. So the plan that I proposed is one of a thousand. It, as I point out in the column, you don't have to take what I posted and replicate it detail to detail. It's just one format. You can use a million formats, but the idea that you, quote, can't bubble up college basketball players simply isn't true. It's why it was frustrating when the Pac-12 commissioner, Larry Scott, actually said that a couple of days ago. Well, you can't have college sports in a bubble. Really? Why? Why can't you? There's not a law against it. There's not a rule against it. And as you point out, lots of college athletes do remote learning. If you are going to do remote learning, and by the way, lots of students right now do remote learning. The big secret is that college athletes have been doing remote learning for years. But like now everybody's doing remote learning. Like my first grader starts school on Monday. He will start it from an extra bedroom in our home that we have turned into a classroom. So if my first grader can learn remotely, what is so inappropriate under these circumstances about a basketball player learning remotely? What is so wild about a basketball player being 200 or even 2,000 miles from campus when every other student's going to be some distance from campus as well on lots of campuses across this country? So I just reject the idea that you can't do it. We can brainstorm about the proper ways to do it, but can you do it? Absolutely you can, and I'll take it a step further. They will. It might not be the plan I propose. It might not happen on the schedule that I propose, but I feel comfortable telling you that college basketball will be played in the 2020-21 season, and that it will be played at least in part in something that looks a lot like a bubble.
Yeah, you know, I've felt confident for a while too, Gary, about the tournament. I think it's a little stickier when you talk about the regular season. And of course, if you don't have any regular season, then how are you picking the teams for your tournament? You know, I guess you take Kansas and, you know, Kentucky, right, and whoever. I mean, you've got to have information, right?
I agree. I think what you're going to see is college basketball do something similar to what Major League Baseball has done, which is just give us enough of a regular season to say, hey, we played some games, so that you can have the postseason. What did MLB do? They shortened the regular season drastically and then expanded the playoffs. Why? Because that's where the money's at. And it's the same thing for college basketball. The regular season is necessary, but it's not the real revenue generator. The revenue generator is that $900 million NCAA tournament. So my proposal was have conference-only bubbles. And if you want to start those after Thanksgiving, that's fine with me. My proposal was in January, but like, because the Pac-12 has already said they're not playing anything until January. But as I point out in the column, I'm flexible on the specifics. This is just the framework of an idea. But my proposal is conference-only bubbles. That way, everybody is under the same umbrella. You know, the league office does have the power to tell people when they have to test, what they have to do when they test. Everybody is working, under the same umbrella. And there's 32 college basketball leagues, and that's tremendous, but if we're being honest, we don't need them all. So if a league decides we don't have the money to do that, like if the Summit League decides, well, we don't have the money to build a bubble to conduct a 20-game conference schedule, you know what you say to them? You say, oh, okay, well, we understand, and we'll see you next season. And if the Ivy League decides, well, we think it's wildly inappropriate to build a bubble just to have basketball games, we say, you know what? We understand. We'll see you next season. And if a player on a team decides, my team is participating because my conference is participating, but I'm not a professional athlete. I don't need to be bubbled up for 6 weeks or 8 weeks just to play basketball. You know what we say? We say, okay, we understand. We'll see you next season. But the people who want to do this and have the money to do it should do it and will do it. And as long as you get enough of them, and me talking to different conference commissioners and athletic directors and basketball coaches across the country, I feel confident that enough leagues, the big ones, and enough players, almost all, given the option of not having a season or having a season under these circumstances, would do it. And then you have whatever kind of regular season you can have. It won't be 34 games, but maybe it's 18 or 20. Enough to produce results that make it somewhat legitimate to create a bracket. And then you create that bracket and you play it through in bubbles. And again, at the end of the day, this is the only thing that matters. You crown a champion and you cash a check if you're the NCAA, worth nearly $1 billion.
Very true. We're talking to CBS Sports Insider Gary Parrish. Gary, I don't want to take anything away from any other sporting event because, of course, the Masters is special. The Super Bowl is special. But I just believe there's a specialness to March Madness because of the way these student-athletes pour their hearts out on the court and the surprises that we get, but also the way it takes over our society. I just think this is an event that has to be played, like you say, has to and will be played just because of the way it's in the fabric of our society.
Listen, my livelihood is tied to this stuff, so I believe that it should be played, and I actually do think it will be played. I don't know that it has to be played because what else are we going to do in March? I mean, like, what did we do last April, May, June? What are we doing right now? Like, you know, we'll get through it without watching basketball on television if we must, but I don't think we have to. Like, we already know that team sports in a bubble in the United States work. The NBA, the WNBA, MLS, NHL, the National Women's Soccer League, the basketball tournament. We have a blueprint. Like, it's not perfect, but it works. And so what we don't know is that if football works outside of a bubble or even inside of a bubble. But what we do know is that you can play basketball inside of a bubble in the United States even while COVID-19 numbers are not great in too many states in this country. So just replicate it. I know these are student-athletes. I know that it's difficult. I know that it's unprecedented. I know that it's unusual, but it's not impossible. And that's the most important thing to focus on. It's not impossible. Don't let anybody tell you that. And honestly, if I had a conference commissioner like Pac-12's Larry Scott, who was saying, quote, you can't do this, I would be looking for a different conference commissioner, because this is not the time for honestly any of us in this country, but especially people who run, you know, multi-million dollar entities like power conferences. This is not the time to be using the word can't. You need to be brainstorming about ways to make something that is possible happen. And that's what I know the people connected to college basketball outside of Larry Scott are doing right now.
Yeah, who knew Larry Scott would say or do something dumb? You know, it's just out of character.
I've known Larry for a long time, and he is actually a really smart person, which is why it's surprising to me he consistently does dumb things. I don't know. There was no need to say what he said the other day. Like, you can always punt on these questions. Like, can college basketball be played in a bubble? You know, you just say, well, you know, we're exploring all options and you know, we'll leave no stone unturned if you want to dive into the cliche. Like, there's a way to not say what he said. And yet he said what he said. And obviously what he said is just not true. Evidence being that I can tell you matter-of-factly, multiple conferences are actually exploring the idea of college basketball bubbles to complete their conference season. Like, the fact that other conferences are exploring it by definition means it's not impossible.
Yeah, and with that can-do attitude you were talking about, Gary, that's it's a time to figure out how to get it done and get it done for not just the athletes but for everybody as well. So, Gary, thank you so much for your time and your insight. We really appreciate it. Stay safe and hope to talk to you soon.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Thanks, Gary.
So Gary Parrish with, the can-do attitude.
Kind of had me ready to run through a wall. Gary Parrish got me pumped up today.
I know.
I'm feeling good about hoops.
Man. Yeah. I want all sports, you know. The more live sports, the better. Yes, we agree with that. But, man, that NCAA tournament is just something that's absolutely, it's just a special thing. And all sporting events are special. But that one, I just believe, is just a little bit above some.
I've said it. I've called it the greatest sporting event we have. And you go back and forth. You watch a Game 7 of a Stanley Cup final or a Game 7 NBA. You watch Super, whatever. I mean, there are a lot of great ones. But there's nothing like some of the things that tournament has, including the schools. You mentioned Davidson earlier. Just the Cinderella stories. There's nothing else that can provide those like the NCAA tournament.
Okay, perhaps a very unusual segment coming up. We're going to talk about something that will probably have absolutely nothing to do with COVID. We may go a whole segment without saying bubble, COVID, delay, or anything of the like. Postponement?
Wow.
Ready?
Radical.
Are you ready for it? All right. This is The Morning Drive on 102.5, and we'll be back.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.